You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, and thanks for coming back to join me and Abigail for the final five. This is a bonus episode to the conversation we had previously, covering topics and five specific questions we didn't address on the last episode. Today, we start talking about her office, which is where the interview took place. Then we dive right into the final five questions, where she talks about interior design and fellow producer Daryl Roth. I'm sure you found this to be true. When you're home, there's just too many distractions. You need a space that's dedicated to the work.
Especially when you have a little child banging on the door. But also, I was telling you earlier that, you know, all my tchotchkes from all my shows and just all my work stuff that you can't fit in a New York apartment also landed here. So, but when I come here, I'm just able to focus, you know, and in a way that I just can't do at home.
As I look around, you have so many things from the various shows that you've produced, from the things that you've done. Is there a particular thing here in the office that you love looking at? It's like, you know, when I'm most proud of, this is what I look at.
Well, I am very proud of this show, Miss Alliance, that I produced in LA when I was an actor.
This poster kind of takes up half the wall.
So I know. It's huge. Because it was outside the Odyssey Theater, which is a huge place in West LA. And, you know, I keep all my stuff. And I'm very proud of sort of the graphic we came up from. But it's a show that I adore and would love to produce again and play another role in it at some point.
All right, Abigail. So here we are at the final five questions. If you could have another job outside of the arts, what would that job be?
Well, this is sort of artistic, but I think I'd like to be an interior designer. The best, but the best survival job I had was working as a project manager for sort of an architect design firm. And then 9/11 happened, so that job fell away. I think I would have enjoyed doing that as a real job, quote unquote.
And what is a bucket list role or show that it's still on your list and you're waiting to do it?
I love the play Dancing at Lunasa.
Oh, yeah.
To be in it and or produce it. My bucket list, look, it's in my cell phone. I mean, I keep that bucket list with me all the time. And I'm always like, oh, cool. I check that. And some non-bucket list things come along. But I still want to play Olivia in Twelfth Night, my favorite comedy. I have played Sir Andrew Aguecheek, who is my favorite character in dramatic literature. And I was like, how am I going to do that? It's on my bucket list. And lo and behold, I got to do it. And I was like, oh my God. But I still love the role of Olivia. That's one. I probably have a few more.
Yeah. And number three, who is it that you look up to as a mentor or someone that inspires you?
Definitely Lynn Meadow, who has literally been a mentor to me.
She directed you.
She did. I was an understudy in Of Good Stock at Manhattan Theater Club. So that was really cool. And she did work with us a little as understudies to be in a show that she was directing. And that had been on my bucket list definitely for years to work at Manhattan Theater Club. But she's been a mentor. She's the one who told me I've just known her for a long time. And she's the one who told me to go to grad school. She was working with me on monologues. I'll never forget. I was doing a Hypatia for Miss Alliance. I used to do that as monologue. And I did. I went to the NYU graduate acting program, became a better actor. But also just as an artistic director and director, someone who runs a company, who's a woman, who has a family. Another mentor has been Daryl Roth.
Yeah.
Who I admire so much, just the choices she makes. And
yeah, she's a very unique producer in the kind of shows that she does. And having her own space to do them.
And now
helps.
She has, she's created this whole empire. She has her own GM, her own office, her own marketing, her own theater. I love people and women who, as actors, the women I admire are the ones who have a diverse career, like Laura Linney, who I've auditioned to try to be her understudy in certain shows, or Kate Blanchett, who have a family, who work in film, theater, and television, who are sort of, I guess I aspire these women who are sort of doing it all, but at a very high artistic level.
And that leads me into number four. What is a lesson or trait in yourself that you took you a while to learn, or one that you're still working on today?
I think a good one. I'm definitely still always working on auditioning, but that's not exactly what you're asking. That's always a life.
Always, yeah.
But kind of it ties into auditioning, which is accepting my imperfections, and I think that is extremely important. As we age, or women or men or anything, there's so much emphasis on superficial things, or are trying to be someone you're not, or trying to be perfect. So like every time I get a wrinkle, it's like I have to accept my imperfection. And this journey started, in my early 20s when my life kind of blew up, which was out of control, my control. And I guess I had been a perfectionist in some ways up to that point. And, you have to adjust. And so that ties into auditioning, too, because it's like, okay, it wasn't perfect, but that freedom to not be perfect or not do it exactly how I think it's supposed to be done, has been the gateway to doing a better job.
I think it's so important for us actors to realize that very little in this profession is there a right answer or even a wrong answer. There's many different paths to this career and many different ways to approach a character or a scene or, the kind of shows you're going to produce. There's so many options, and there's just maybe better, but very often it's not going to be wrong. It's just a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, it's often our own, we think, and sometimes you feel outside pressures, but.
And lastly, what is the best advice that you have received?
I mean, I'm sure I've received a lot of good advice. The one that really sticks out for me, which ties into everything we've been talking about, is Kristen Linklater, the famous voice teacher.
Right, yeah.
I took a class with her in New York. She said, focus, Abigail, focus, And that's just a theme for me, how I say I like to have a diverse life. And she was right. I mean, she sort of nailed me. I didn't know her for that long. The class wasn't that long. But it's been something I think only very recently I feel like in the last year, finally, I've sort of been building my life up to what I want it to be, putting all the pieces in place, like getting married, having the kids and getting my career, finding what parts of the career I want and all that. And so now I'm able to say, okay, my day needs to be about these two or three important things, the most important things, because there's so many other things that could take my focus. But that is a constant struggle of mine to not. One of my loves of being an actor is my fascination with everything, and being all kinds of people and doing all kinds of things. So that's led me. I've had a very, very circuitous journey and route career-wise, but I think it's all good.
And that kind of takes us back to the very first thing we were talking about this office, rather than having a home office, to have a place where you can focus and you can set those priorities and figure out the two or three things you need to do that day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.